Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Alex Gramas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Brooks Lawrence. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Brooks Lawrence. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Darryl Spencer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Valmy Thomas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kurt Barkley. Pitching for the New York Giants, Kurt Barkley. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell who is chasing the ball. O'Connell reaches third base with a triple. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Connell scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gramas fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Reds, 1, Giants, 1. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Lynch reaches second base with a double. Bailey moves to third. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barkley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barkley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawrence fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Crow hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Reds. Mike McCormick now pitching. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is called out on strikes. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. O'Connell strikes out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0-for-1 in the game. Grammas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grammas. The throw from Thomas and he is out, Spencer applying the tag. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawrence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants won. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grammas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Temple reaches second base with a double. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first, with McCormick covering, for the out. Temple moves to third. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Temple scores. It's 5-1, Reds. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Crow is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0 for 1 in the game. Bresut hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lynch is called out on strikes. One out. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to second. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. O'Connell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. O'Connell reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mays is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell, who is chasing the ball. Thompson reaches third base with a triple. O'Connell scores. It's 5-2, Reds. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 2. The Reds will come to bat. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawrence takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Temple bunts towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to first for the out. Lawrence moves to second. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Lawrence covering, for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-2 in the game. Bressuit hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 2. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crow for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Wisenant pinch hits for Jerry Lynch. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Pete Wisenant now playing right field. Hank Sauer pinch hits for Mike McCormick. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Ruben Gomez pinch runs for Hank Sauer. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lockman moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Lockman moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lockman scores. Mays moves to second. It's 5-3, Reds. Raul Sanchez now pitching. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 3. The Reds will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gramas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raul Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Sanchez reaches second base with a double. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sanchez moves to third. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 3 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 3 in the game. Bressuit hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell, who is chasing the ball. Bressuit reaches third base with a triple. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Valmy Thomas. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes takes first base on ball 4. Ray Jablonski pinch hits for Al Worthington. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Bressuit scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Reds. Ozzie Virgil pinch runs for Ray Jablonski. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and New York Giants, 4. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.